Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that benefits mankind. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
your hosts share some personal secrets, we take a look at the latest album from R.E.M., and Shane makes more jokes about Jared's relationship because it never gets old.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Scope episode 48, with all the vim and vigor we can possibly muster.
Did you say mustard?
Mustard. The relationship gauntlet has been thrown. Yes, Jared, the jokes will never get old.
Yeah, and I kind of figured.
And I promise you, it will never end. Except for today. I probably won't say anything today.
I'll be surprised if that happens.
Because I was going to lay off, but no.
Oh, no.
Now I have to reconfigure my entire opening segment.
Great.
Yes, indeed, it is The Scope. I'm Shane. You've been hearing Jared, and Adam is sitting quietly.
Yep. For once.
We love him.
I'm enjoying the music.
Yeah, so let's just sit back and listen a little bit.
It's very angry.
He's a very happy guy.
I was looking for music for the B block, and I came across this one. The title was just like, okay, I gotta go with that one. And it was rocking. So.
It's no possible Oscar, though, is it?
No.
It is not.
Actually the band's name.
What is the band's name? I forget.
Let's look at it here.
You have it on your sheet.
These Arms Are Snakes? Or is that Angela's Secret?
Song is Angela's Secret.
These Arms Are Snakes.
That's the name of the band.
That's why they're so angry, because they've got hissing snakes on there.
And clearly it's affecting their playing.
I wonder if they're mean snakes or if they're really angry because they're like, you know, non-poisonous snakes.
We're snakes. We want to be somewhere higher up on the snake food chain, be able to kill, but we can't because we're not venomous. So we'll just channel our anger into our music.
Do you think they have like foxes and little forest animals chasing them to eat their snake arms? Whoa! They just lay down the Effenheimer there.
I'm done with the metaphor.
All right, so this is episode 48. We're digging in. As Jared said earlier, we will be talking about some of our deepest, darkest secrets. And since we're a bunch of nerds, we don't really have great secrets, but hopefully it'll be entertaining nonetheless. But before we get into it, as always, let's catch up with Adam and find out what's going on with him.
What's going on in the life of the most elusive Scope host? Let's take a moment and catch up with Adam.
The boringest segment on The Scope.
I love the jingle, though.
See, we start boring and we really kick it in.
Yeah.
Now, the last time we talked to you, Adam, you were jet-setting across the country, probably visiting brothels in many of the southern states. How did that go?
It was good.
There we go. And we've caught up with Adam.
Nice to know.
I went to Florida. It was all right. Gainesville, University of Florida is there. It would have been more fun had I not been there with my two middle-aged plus coworkers who are... Well, one of them's...
One of them you hate still. Do you still hate her, or does that change?
Honestly...
Are they the lamesers?
Honestly, it's almost even, because she at least drinks and is incredibly annoying and terrible at work, but she, you know, at least she likes to gossip and talk bad about other people.
That's fun, I guess.
The other one does this thing in the car, which fucking drives me nuts. So, like, we can't... Okay, so the car that we rented
had
Sirius.
It's a default now, Shane.
Oh, okay.
it had a satellite radio in it. And I was like, sweet. You know, like, I probably wasn't going to listen to Stern, you know, because, I could listen to Stern anyway. But I was, you know, going to listen to a whole bunch of stuff. Of course, we couldn't agree on anything except 80s classic rock, which is fine. You know, it's something to all agree on.
Were you in
on.
The car with my wife, Carrie? The computer liked it, too.
That was another right application. Just give me a beep.
The issue, though, became when, a song that she liked would come on, because she does this thing, and I'm sure you guys have seen other people do it before, but it's where people, they don't sing to songs, they don't hum to songs. They hum sing, you know, so it's like...
Because they only know some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, not even trying to, like, pretend that they're singing.
Right.
So yeah, there's just like
not good.
What either was her, commit or stop.
Do you recall which was her favorite song to hum sing to? What really set her off? What was exciting?
No, it's what set me off.
Was it a Whitesnake song?
Oh
no. No, this actually happened when we were listening to other stations. Who was the girl that sang that song with Eminem a couple years ago?
Dido?
Dido, yes. Yeah, it was the other Dido song.
Okay.
Not I Want to Thank You?
Maybe it was that. Yeah, yeah, that one.
For giving me the best days of my life.
Yeah, that.
Sing it, Jared. Go ahead.
I don't know it.
He does too. He just doesn't want to.
It's my shower song.
So it's and I'm really, as Jess puts it, and it's accurate, I'm noise sensitive or sound sensitive.
You're like world sensitive. Everything bothers you.
So
this really gets to you.
Just we're standing over here in the corner judging people.
And I don't know if you remember when I was at Market Watch, but Nick Santrizos would whistle all the time.
Oh, yes.
It drove me absolutely fucking nuts. And it shouldn't. It's just
one of those things. It just gets to you.
Yeah. And like, there's a guy at work now that snaps, and I'm going to snap soon because I can't take it.
Like, he just sits on his desk and snaps away?
Like, I don't know what it is. I don't understand.
Is he composing music, or is it just random snaps?
I don't know what it is.
I thought snapping went out in the 70s.
All I know is he's like a 6.
Yeah, it really did.
6'6" black dude, so I couldn't actually take him.
Uh-oh. No sound effects for that, Jared. No snapping.
I have no snapping. I have no tall people sounds either.
So she's singing or humming in the car.
Yeah.
You're getting along with the girl that just two weeks ago you trashed.
Not getting along with.
Tolerating.
They're just equal now in how much I dislike
them. So they've dropped.
So.
But the training went well. You went down there. You feel like you've accomplished what you did. You learned a lot.
I'd say of the three of us.
Asset to the company.
Of the three of us, I did the best. Which, if you're listening, you're like, well, Adam is pompous. He thinks, but
they must be really terrible if you're doing the best of the bunch. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the most likely thing. Yes, yeah. They are. So. I don't know what else.
Oh yeah,
we drank a lot, so that was fun. Yeah. At least
was that all on the company, or was that
no? You pay for your own booze.
What did you occupy your time in the hotel room with anything in particular?
So the hotel rooms, it was a one of those suites, you know, kind of places where they have like a little mini kitchen, and it's almost like
almost livable
a studio,
like an extended stay type of place,
exactly. Yeah. And it's nice because most of our trainings are like, you know, about 4 days long. So that'd be nice to just kind of be able to come home to. So I, you know, like first or second night, I went to Target and just bought like a couple snack things and some bottled water because the water there tasted terrible. And it was just nice to be able to not have to like worry about, you know, paying room service.
Sure.
It wasn't room service, but not going downstairs to their little mini store thing and
paying $8 for a bottle of water.
Right, right. So it was nice. I brought my laptop and I played World of Warcraft.
The Scoop World of Warcraft update.
Don't Did you guys coordinate that?
The dazzling mithril rapier.
I knew he was waiting for me to go, so
let's try to set it up.
The problem, though, is that the internet connection at that hotel is not super great. So, like, I could play. It was just a little laggy.
You couldn't do a Leroy Jenkins?
Don't even know what that means. And another annoying thing was I brought two DVDs to watch, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, which I broke on the plane ride there. I don't know how, but I snapped the disc.
Oh, my.
It was a rental from Netflix. They replaced
it. And Boobalicious 4.
And
one of them had to be porn.
And Rounders, which sounds like porn,
yeah,
but it actually
could be.
Not.
It really does.
Which was, I got about 20 minutes into it. Not really that good of a movie either, by the way. Let's review it right now. What's the scope score, guys? I got about 20 minutes into it, and then it just started skipping and dying, and I looked at the back, and like, you know, like any
Hammered.
Netflix disc that's
Hammered.
About 10 years old, it's
seen better days.
So I had to get that one sent back too. So I'm sure Netflix.
So all of your entertainment was being thwarted.
Yeah, and I have a really difficult issue watching normal TV now. Like, I can't, is essentially what it comes down to, unless it's sports.
Not enough boobs?
And I don't really like baseball in April. It's boring to me. So, yeah, and not enough boobs. and HBO, they only have the one HBO. You know, it's like there's this is an issue with not just commercials, because commercials is a big thing, but, like, you know, like if you have a TiVo or a DVR, you don't know, you know, you're not like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to turn such and such on.
It's just, hey, let's watch
it's
the recorded
10 o'clock.
Show.
What happens to have been on my TiVo today? You know,
exactly.
So I had a really hard time with that. And I can't watch things that have been on for 10 minutes already. Like, it's just, I don't like doing it. So, you know, like if I catch something in the middle, I'm like, I don't even want to watch it now.
You're the personification of a new generation of entertainment viewer.
There we go.
You want entertainment on demand.
So
Winnie wants it.
Yeah.
When you
Unfortunately, that requires a pretty good internet connection most of the time.
Right. I was thinking about getting a Sling Box, but I don't know if that's going to work because of if I don't know what the internet connection at the place I'm going to be going to is. I mean, this was a new place, and theirs was, I mean, you know, like I got a decent enough rate. It's just that it was kind of like spiky and stuff.
So. Sure.
I don't know. We'll see. You know what? I was thinking, I was like, I'll just burn like a whole season of something onto one DVD, and I can just watch it on my laptop.
It's a good idea. Next time.
Now you know. Now you know the pitfalls.
So when does the next traveling event happen?
May 5th. I'm going back to the same place in Florida for a week.
Same
by
lady?
By myself.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I'm the first of the three of us to go out by themselves.
Because you're the best.
I know.
I've already established that.
Simply the best.
Best around. Yeah.
Why don't I have that available?
Dang.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You know, I can combine the two things here. There's actually a mod for World of Warcraft that every time you level up, it plays the sound clip from You're the Best Around. From the Karate Kid.
From the Karate Kid. I would love that. It says sweep the
leg. You level up and the screen kind of flashes and it goes, "You're the best around."
Try to be best, cause you're only wow, that was pretty good too.
Jared, I knew I had it somewhere.
Jared is on his A game today, Adam.
Did you go to the YTMND page?
No, I just happen to have it on my
Jared listens to that one in his free time.
Nice.
Is it Cobra Khan? Or Cobra Kai.
It's Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Jess, Cobra Kai. Jess has that. It's going to be another Jess episode.
Here we go.
She has. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. No question, the best part of that song is the synths in the back of it.
Yeah. Deep, deep, deep.
So you get a twofer. You're playing WoW, you kill a guy, you level up, you're like, sweet, I get new spells, and I get to
We can't hear you, we're fighting Cobra Kai. Oh, I never heard that part of the song. Very.
No one has.
Then it goes into Tron. Well, congratulations on your trip,
thanks,
Adam.
And we had an extra day, so we went to Cocoa Beach, which is kind of near Orlando. And I walked on the beach for an hour or so. So
very romantic.
Nice. It was like 80 degrees and sunny. So
wow.
And how many times did you call your lady friend while you were there?
So I was talking to her the night before I went to.
Is that a masturbation euphemism?
Either doesn't matter.
Okay. I
don't call it my lady friend, but
maybe Adam does.
I probably called her every night, which is weird because I don't like talking on the phone. It's really not an enjoyable activity for me. But for some reason, and usually when we talk on the phone, you know, like I'm here and I'm like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. It's like it's like a 5-minute conversation, and I'm like, all right. So that was pretty much what happened to me today. Bye. You know, because it's just I don't. But for some. For whatever reason, we had like 30-minute conversations every night. It was bizarre.
So let me ask you a question. That just popped in my head right now.
Yep.
Do you think your girlfriend has a bigger respect for you now that you're employed? I mean, do you think she looked down on you as a loser and now you've risen up in her eyes? Or is it all the
funny
same?
Funny answer or real answer?
Funny first and then real after.
Wait, let us guess which one is the funny one.
Yeah. Mix them up.
I don't think that she cares.
That's great.
Cared.
Now give us the real one.
Yeah. She's weird and not judgmental.
Uh-oh, my phone's ringing, everybody. I don't know who
good.
I don't know who that is. No, we're just going to let it ride.
Oh, Shane excellent. With a cell phone is so quaint.
it's like my cell phone's like 4 feet tall. You know, it's out of Grand Theft Auto Vice City, you know.
Jared and I are here with our mini computers in our hands.
Exactly. I've got a backpack. I store mine in.
I'm blogging on my phone right now.
Shane's has a rotary dial. That's bizarre.
That's how old my phone is.
He's just got a really long cord. It goes back to his house.
So the best thing about Mandy, though, is the day before we went to Cocoa Beach, I was telling her about it, and she goes, she's like, and this should be her secret thing, because this is how embarrassing I to me it is.
Well, it's good you're showing it without her knowledge.
She goes, no, I've been making fun of her about it since. She says that sometimes when she hears the ocean, it makes her cry, because... Isn't that weird? Right.
It reminds you know the ebb and flow of life. Who knows?
So when, of course, what do I have to do when I'm at the beach? I called her and she didn't answer, so I left her a voicemail, like just holding it up to and I was like, I'm doing this to be
your say
a
anything
nice.
Moment.
I'm doing this to make you cry.
I'm doing this to be a little nice, but mostly to be a little mean.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, Adam's always got ulterior motives for things that he's doing, and that's it.
And yeah, so and the flight back, it's Orlando that you fly in and out of.
Were you flying on one of the dangerous planes that need to be inspected?
American Airlines?
No, Northwest.
That's okay. Good.
And I got an exit row seat, and I don't think I've ever sat in an exit row before. Oh my God. Seriously, I could cross my legs and I still had room. Like,
it's fantastic.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And
every
time it was a full, like it was like standby and people were getting bumped from the flight. It was a full flight. It was coming home from Orlando on spring break. So it was like half kids. Sure.
And they're all hungover and miserable, probably.
Yeah. Everyone wants to just get home. So every time...
Swollen breasts from nipple piercings. And
there was like a high school like baseball that. Team there or something. And every time one of them would walk past the exit row, because mm-hmm. one of the guys got into the exit row with me, they would look down there and be like, exit row, no! Like they're so jealous.
Wow. And they're steroid and...
Now, were you placed there or did you select that?
Exactly 20 because Northwest 24 hours ahead. You can
pick your seat. Right. Yeah.
So as soon as it was like 23 hours and 58 minutes, and I logged on.
Yep.
And there were two other exit row window seats available. So I was like, I don't know why there's so many, and it was free. It wasn't one of those weird Northwest charges $20,
like $25 for upgrades.
For some upgrades. Yeah.
It's like nice you're sniping is, an eBay deal of yeah. your. Well, I did you're that, welcome back, Cotter Lunchbox.
I did that. We did that for our flight to and from Chicago when we went there for training a few years back. God, it was great.
Yeah.
I've never sat in one, but I'm not a giant guy, so it doesn't bother me as much.
And I should probably have Northwest's lowest silver tier of frequent flyer, whatever, and probably by the end of the summer. And at that point, you get free first class upgrades if there's seating available. So
nice.
That's cool.
Look at you.
I like it.
You're like a real man now.
You're like a real man.
I'm going to grow a beard and everything.
Very nice. You know, we spent 16 minutes talking about your life.
There's also kickball this week, but...
We're trying to have a quick show, so we're going to skip that.
You don't want me to break out the kickball thing?
No, and I could talk about our Flight of the Conchords tickets disaster,
That just makes me hurt.
You need Molly here to brag about
it. She rubbed it into my face. Okay. Not intentionally, but... needless to say, the user interface at the Ticketmaster website screwed us out of tickets. And we didn't even have great seats, and we were in 1 second. But, yeah, the user interface screwed us out of tickets. I'm very disappointed. Yeah.
Another reason to hate Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if it would only been... Because we were going for a block of three. If we were going for a block of two, it might have got better. I think that might have something to do with it. But
it still
is a huge bummer. So, yeah. Molly, have a good time at the Flight of the Conchords show. We will not.
She got four.
She was going to try to get more than that, but they wouldn't let her. But we're going to try to have a good time here on Scope episode 48.
Indeed.
So today, a brand new segment. We're calling it Scope Secrets, and the three of us will be spilling one of our deepest, darkest, most sordid...
Don't oversell it now. Yeah. Remember, under-promise, over-perform.
Keep it in perspective, people, but it'll be good. Secrets will be revealed in a game show sort of format. So, you know, it's very true to the format of the show. Also, we're going to be reviewing REM's latest album, Accelerate, as well as the 8th edition of CBS's Big Brother reality show. Is it the 9th?
It is.
No, I said 8th.
You fail.
I think those two are a perfect match for like a review coupling, don't you? Big Brother and REM?
I couldn't ask for a better combination, honestly.
Exactly.
They're longtime stalwarts of the entertainment industry. It's 14th album from REM, the 9th season-ish. Yeah.
Both, you know, Big Brother has legitimate longevity, don't they? We also have the all the usual Scope segments that you've grown to love and or hate.
Do we continue to have the awkward, not funny humor?
Yeah, well, that's just a basic necessity.
I just want to make sure
show.
We weren't cutting that out because people like it.
Someday maybe we'll bring real humor, but not this show. So stick around, everybody. Episode my throat is going crazy.
Madam's texting.
Adam is back on his super phone, and
I'm bored already, guys.
I will pick up and shake my my tin can and my and my yarn back to my wife, and we'll be back with Scope Secrets right after this.
This is the Oprah Winfrey intellectual moment of the day.
Yeah, sphincter.
You're impressed. Now, you open up in here.
Poop, 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 poop. Yeah.
That was the Oprah Winfrey intellectual moment of the day. Oh, no, you didn't.
Welcome back to WSCP, the nation's best AC40 station.
Right.
That was Girl Stuff with Secrets. Jared actually selected that song. He went on the internet. It was out there. Is that one of those sharing songs, Jared, that people can get?
It's on the PodSafe music.
I wonder if they're a famous band, Girl Stuff.
Probably not. I wanted to find something that got to the point.
Well, I like it, but I like how you you thematically tie everything together.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put this on the record, Jared. I'm requesting that you find a duck quacking sound, just like a whack.
For now?
No, like, just whenever, just for the show. And then
and then play it repeatedly so it sounds like a girl giving you
I don't want that. I just want a single quack, and I want you to throw it into the show. And a dolphin, maybe a dolphin squeaking as well. I like that.
Same sexual act right there.
Wow. Shane, you're kind of a sick boy.
I am. Say. But make a note of it and find those sounds for me. Everybody, this is Scope Secrets.
Yes, Lave.
All right.
As I said earlier, we're going to spill the beans of some of our deepest, darkest, most hidden personal secrets. Of course, we'll add a scope twist to it all and make it a game. So here's how that game goes. Adam, Jared, and I will each tell three secrets. But funny, only one of them will be true. It's up to the other two guys to guess what that secret is. So let's get this going with secrets.
So it's like two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Is that a real game?
Truth. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an icebreaker.
We're kind of flipping it. We're spinning, putting things on their heads and spinning around. And we're going to go to Adam first.
Wow.
Because he did so much talking that we just want to continue the Adam block of the scope.
Excellent.
Adam, your first bench of secrets. Please go ahead.
Okay. So what I've done in preparation is I've written all mine down, so that way you can't really distinguish.
I did the same thing as well. I will read from a script. We'll see what Jared does.
This was Mandy's idea. Wrote props to her.
Very nice.
All right. Also, my truth is my last one.
Really?
No, you're sort of not understanding the point of the game, but hey, we'll go with it.
It's totally threw you guys off. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
Terrible. Why are we doing this?
Because James said it was fun. It's going to be fun.
always blame me.
Wait, okay. So I know you're doing the drum roll. Are we...
I have no format.
Are we doing details? I don't know what we're doing.
You give the basic story,
a basic one,
and then we'll guess, and then you will go into a detailed description after we guess and get it correct.
In fifth grade, I had head lice.
Okay.
Is that enough details?
Did it ever go away?
I'm going to give lots of details because I have details for all of them. Because I feel that...
Are they all true, or did you just write a bunch of elaborate backstories?
I say yes to head lice.
My head itched for like a month straight, and I jokingly told my mom that I probably had lice. This is when I was in fifth grade. I was already a joker back then.
what great comedy.
I don't know about you guys, but in elementary school, we had lice screenings every year. This happened just a couple weeks after our lice screenings. So
clearly someone got through and infected you.
That's always been my theory.
Yeah.
Or they were just doing a very, very bad job and I had lice.
Maybe Al-Qaeda launched a lice bomb at your school.
Possible. It's always the terrorists that did this.
What happened to the quick game?
we're into 45 minutes, everyone.
After I was sent home, my mom didn't believe me. She thought I was skipping school. She looked in my hair for like an hour before she finally saw lice. And the thing that I remember, the two things I remember most about it now is you had to use a comb, to get the lice out, you know, like to get everything out.
Yeah. You picked the nits out or whatever.
I don't know.
It pulled my hair out too. And being really self-conscious at my next haircut.
Okay. At Supercuts.
All right.
Awful lot of detail.
Story two.
Second one.
There's a lot of detail there, Jared.
Yeah.
And he told it naturally.
My parents, specifically my mom, believed that I was a girl up until her final trimester. This I did not learn until I was actually 20 because my mom was kind of mortified about it. My middle name, for those that don't know, is Haywood. Haywood is a Woody Allen reference. And again, I only learned this when I was 20 that my girl name, or what my name would have been, had I been a girl, was Annie, like Annie Hall. And
interesting.
So there's
that throw you, Jared, at all? You hear that story?
Well, he's definitely gone to the trouble of fabricating some lies for us. So this is
I'm confused right now.
I would have spent the time had I known this is where we were going to go, because this is entertaining as hell.
And lastly, I was on my Little League team's All Star team, which made it into the Little League World Series. We didn't make to the finals. I played for Central Springfield Little League. If you guys played Little League ends when you're age 12. When I was age 11, they did a thing where they would always pick one 11-year-old to play in the All-Stars, and I was one of the finalists for that, but did not actually get to make it. But when I was 12, I did make the All-Star team, and we won Virginia, the state of Virginia, and then the next round is a regional, and ours was the Mid-Atlantic regional, and we lost that. But the following year, my Central Springfield Little League team did go on to actually go to the U.S. National Championships, where they lost to I want to say Kentucky, but that might be wrong. That's one game.
I mean, you're making the story up, so you could say whatever you want.
And my mom still has a tape of me in the dugout that was aired on ESPN 2. Sorry, ESPN 2. I don't want to make it seem like I was that kid.
All right, so let's recap the stories right now. In fifth grade, Adam had head lice.
Okay.
He has not clarified whether that's still there or gone.
I said had.
Had, okay.
I might still be in fifth grade, though, so that's...
He never graduated. Second story, Earl. Oh. Adam was thought to be a girl by his mother up until the third trimester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the ultrasound either did not happen or was not conclusive. He found out about that at the age of 20, and he also rambled about something about Woody Allen. I don't even know what that is. And the last story is Adam was in the Little League World Series, or nearly in the World Series of Little League. He was an 11th grader.
All-star, wasn't it?
All-star, 11th...
11-year-old.
11-year-old boy picked from a bunch of super athletes. I don't know. Virginia, blah, 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 Kentucky. That's what he said. So yep. Let's throw it over to Jared and find out his opinion on this. Well, why don't you break this down for me, Jared, and...
Number three isn't really embarrassing, and I don't know why you would even care to say that, oh, this is my secret, I was in Little League and almost made the All-Star team, whatever.
Maybe that's because Adam always tries to act somewhat non-athletic and sort of, you know, like he's going against the grain of the expectation.
I don't think that's worthy. Okay. I'm going to cross that one off the list. So now it's down to head lice and sexual ambiguity.
He does always grow a beard a lot, you know, he likes facial hair, maybe that's compensating.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know what? I'm gonna go with the one where he was thought to be a girl until the third trimester. That's my guess.
Okay, Jared, I have it written down. Adam thought to be a girl. Now I'm thinking about this as well. Head lice. I don't know if that's that embarrassing, or you know, unless it's just really lame and Adam doesn't have any other secrets. The thought to be a girl. There's a lot of detail there for some reason. That's making me think like he's trying too hard to throw us off the case. Also, a lot of detail in the Little League. For some reason, I recall Adam telling me something about baseball at some point, so I'm actually going to go with Little League just because. What the heck? I just don't think it's going to be head lice.
For what it's worth, I kind of forgot that the assignment was embarrassing stuff on that last one.
Okay. So,
so that could be thrown way off.
Just to recap, Jared's picking thought to be a girl, and I'm picking the Little League All-Star. So, Jared, can we have a drum roll, please? Adam, reveal your story now.
You're both wrong.
Oh!
They're all true. No.
What? Oh. Damn.
So head lice. Right. You had head lice.
I had head lice, yeah.
Embarrassing. I mean, was it an epidemic at your school at the time?
No, I'm pretty sure I was the one. And yeah, it was really bad. I don't know. I've probably only told I don't know any, actually, people since I became an adult that I've told. Other than Mandy, when I was trying to figure out... ones to do, and over I am, her response was, ooh, gross.
Yeah.
Stay away. Any other truth? Any truth to any of those other two stories at all? Inspiration?
I was, when I was 11, one of the finalists to get on the All-Star team for Little League. I was not, but I was potentially in the running. And then,
I think maybe you told me something about that at some point. I don't know for sure.
A few years after I was in Little League, they did go on to almost win something or other. I don't remember how far they got.
Mm-hmm. So did you parlay some of those baseball skills into your excellent kickballing?
I think so.
I think so too. He understands the game.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your head lice, Adam, and kicking the habit. Jared, so I'm going to give you the option. Do you want to go next, or would you like me to go next?
You can go next.
Okay, I will go next. I have three stories.
Are they elaborate? Or am I going to be the putz who only has one sentence introduction?
They would be short paragraphs of maybe 2 to 3 sentences.
So we need to get on the same page with the instructions, I think, sometime.
Uh-oh, Jared's a little uncomfortable right now.
Well, it's like now I feel like I'm the underachiever, and I could have definitely spent the time on it, but
well, you're a bright guy. You can adapt as the situation goes on, so I have full faith.
What does that mean? I'm going to have time to write more sentences?
I just have full faith that even with one sentence, you're going to do fine with it. So my story number one, are we ready? When I was a freshman in high school, I was involved in a cheating scandal that got me suspended from class for 2 weeks, as well as detention before and after school for 3 months. Early in the situation, the school administration actually considered expulsion. Luckily, that did not happen. So we've got that, everyone? Story two. During my grade school days, I, along with another older kid, shoplift copious amounts of merchandise over a 2-month period from a local convenience store. The dollar value was in the hundreds of dollars, and to this day, my family never had any idea that I was involved in illegal activities. And number three, Shortly after I turned 16, I was backing my 73 Thunderbird out of a parking spot at Southtown Shopping Center. I backed up a little too fast and a little too far, which led me to totally destroying another car's front bumper and grill. I noticed that no one saw what I did, so I drove away without leaving any sort of message or note. Those are my three stories. To recap, number one, cheating scandal in high school.
Yep.
Story number two, kleptomaniac, shoplifter superstar. And story three, person who is deceitful and crashes into cars and then drives away without taking any responsibility for my actions. We'll start with Adam. Adam, you picked the correct story.
What?
Pick the correct story.
I thought you said I picked.
No, you picked.
I will say I did number two also. Probably not in the hundreds of dollars as you claim to do.
Mm-hmm.
You seem scheming, so I could see number one happening. But
I seem scheming.
I'm going to go with number three because you also seem like a douchebag. That would just I'm just kidding. No, my real reason for picking it, and it's probably a terrible reason because you were very convincing on all of them, was you called the first two stories and then you just said number three.
Oh, okay.
So,
I like how Adam really reads into every possibility. It's very exciting. So Adam is picking the
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
That was a weird detail to throw in, though, so that's why I'm a little skeptical.
Okay. Jared?
I think I'm going to have to agree with Adam. The first two just, I don't know, they don't, I can't see you ever doing something like that. And the third one is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, 50% of America's youth haven't done that.
I like how Jared's hedging around that, like maybe he...
I'm sure a lot of people have
at least
accidentally hit someone and decide no one saw it and they ran away. So I'm going to go with number three.
Okay, he's going for number three. So I had to do very little recap because both of you decided to select me backing into another car and driving away. So let's give a drum roll and find out. The correct answer is number two. Sorry, you are both incorrect.
Oh, my goodness.
I did actually own a 73 Thunderbird. I actually did park the Thunderbird at Southtown Shopping Center. Jared knows that. I work there. But I have never hit another car. Wow. Yes, I was a youthful kleptomaniac back in the day. The story is it's fairly simple, but we'll get into it. I kind of hung out with some older kids back when I was in probably third grade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we live close to a PDQ, which stands for Pretty Damn Quick. It's a local convenience store, which had a lot more prominence back in the 80s and early 90s, but now there are very few of them around. This one is still around, by the way.
Mm.
But we
surprising, considering the amount you stole.
Mm-hmm. So we went in there, and I was maybe had some money the first time we went together, and I saw him just shoving baseball cards into his jacket, and we both had those parachute jackets. Do you remember what those are?
Starter jackets?
No, they're like powder puff jacket.
Yeah,
puff jackets. But they pretty much had like a pouch in the front where you could stick your hands in on each side, and the sleeves were a different color than the main part. They were kind of like baseball type jackets or something like that. They weren't associated with any sort of sports. And I saw him shove it in there. He's like, "You should do it too." So I did, and from there we would go in there all the time and clean the place out. We weren't that stupid, but we would be getting tons of stuff.
Wow.
And I did it for a long time. For a little kid, it was a long time, probably about a month or so. And it was very odd because my mom never really put together why I was coming home with all these baseball cards. And, you know, I constructed I had a shoebox that I wanted to store them all in. And I wanted to put like cardboard sections in there so I could have each team. And, you know, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I don't know if she knew what was going on and couldn't prove it or just didn't care. But there was a lot of baseball cards that were taken. And for some reason, maybe it was the end of baseball season and the cards weren't out anymore, I just stopped doing it and really never stole anything again. I felt at that age, I felt terrible that happened. And
then that older kid got shot one time doing it, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I think that I knew the entire time that I could have easily been caught, and that could have caused a lot of problems. So I just stopped doing it, and never really stole anything again after that.
I realized that accidentally when I said that I also did that, I was actually telling a lie.
Look, he's already spinning new stories.
Because it was actually my friend Jason that would steal eggs from our local grocery store.
Eggs?
Then the follow-up was we would egg cars. Which now, as an adult, I'm like, wow, if I ever caught a little shit doing that, I'd be pissed. But man,
And like stealing an eggs is kind of interesting because, you know, eggs are one of the cheapest things you can get in the grocery store.
Paper trail. Paper. You don't want that going back to you. That was seriously the reasoning behind not buying them.
I think that's fair enough. So there we go. We've got two stories out of the way. Jared's going to follow it up. Let's see if Adam and I can actually guess one correctly. I think we're all doing a good job of covering our tracks, if you will.
Covering our tracks, yes.
So, Jared, you've got three stories. I do. Let's hear them.
I do. Story number one, I had an accident in my pants at school. it was third grade gym class, and for some reason, I just couldn't control myself, and it was an embarrassing moment. Number two, I hit a parked car and drove away. I happened to be in a parking lot once and I misjudged the turning radius. I was young, probably 16. Just had my license and kind of rubbed up against the car and a little bit of damage, and I just decided to go and repark the vehicle and pretend it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And story number three, I slept with a girl and did not remember her name. I hung out with a bunch of older people at the movie theater that I worked at, and I would occasionally end up at these parties, and there was drinking involved, and one thing led to another, but in the end of it, I didn't remember who she was. And I still don't remember her
name. How old were you at this time? Movie theater time?
Yeah, I was probably 17.
17?
Yeah. Again, youthful exuberance, I guess. Those are my three.
Well, one of those I would be proud of. But let's throw it over to Adam and find out what his take on this stuff is.
So this is hard. This is hard.
It is a difficult one.
So the first one, I'm going to skip for now. The second one, so the parked car. Now, yours was a lie that you hit a parked car.
Yep.
And Jared guessed it. So if this was one of his lies.
I guess. No, I guess the third one.
Yeah. The parked car.
Yeah, my third one was parked car.
Okay, yeah.
But wouldn't... If it was his lie, wouldn't he have changed it to not be the same? Or, if it's his truth, would he then have guessed it for yours?
Thank you, Sherlock Holmes.
It's a lot of analysis.
Columbo, right here, in our studio.
It can't be the last one because
he does look like Peter Falk.
He wasn't married, so I don't understand how he could have had sex with a girl.
Exactly. I would totally cross that one off the list.
Yeah, so, I'm a very pious person.
I'm going to go with number one, pooped pants. Who hasn't pooped their pants a little bit in elementary school? Crickets.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to give you my analysis. Jared is a decent fellow, and I just could not imagine he would forget a girl's name. Although, that out of all of those, that's kind of like the rock star move, you know? It's like, who does that? So, you know, it just doesn't seem like...
Jared is in a band.
That one does stand... Doesn't that stand out a little bit? Like, that's a little out of character between the other two, you know? It just doesn't...
I've never seen him poop his pants, so that's
like
out of character.
Yeah, you haven't spent enough time with him then.
It's a frequent problem.
The parked car, as you said in one of mine, when you were commenting about my stealing, that everybody does that, and Jared also said as well that he did say that like 50% of people probably have backed into a car, and then I accused him of it possibly being him, and then the story pops up. So that makes me wonder. And then the final one, the pooping in pants, I mean, I love it. I just love pooping pants.
Do you?
And so does Oprah. Poop, 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 as you heard her earlier in the show.
Sphincter.
Boy, I don't really know what to pick, Adam. I am stumped. Adam picks accident in pants. I'm not picking parked car. The slept with the girl. I'm going to pick poop pants, too. I'm going poop pants. So, Jared, let's do it.
I'm going to let it play out. You guys must know me pretty well.
Pooped his pants.
Number one is the story. All right, so here we go.
He's got to explain this disaster.
I don't remember. The details are a little foggy because it was third grade. I was, 7 years old or something. But I believe it was Phi Ed class, as we call it here, not gym. It was. I think we were playing dodgeball or something.
For the record, if you call a Phi Ed teacher a gym teacher, they get angry. Because Al is a gym teacher, he says he teaches the class, not the building. So thank you very much.
Well, whatever, pretentious gym teacher.
That's my new band name, pretentious gym teacher. Go ahead.
So Jared. For whatever reason, I had lost control of my bowels and had a little number two problem in the pants.
Yes.
And it was embarrassing. I didn't know what to do because I'm a little 7 year old kid. And,
yeah.
But you could smell it, so it was really really gross.
So you cried,
so
right?
I was some tears. I don't know, but at some point I must have gotten the attention of the teacher, and I was allowed to go to the bathroom and it was a bit of a mess. My mom actually had to come out and like bring me a change of pants and everything.
Wow. Was mom sickened and angered by it?
Mom,
or she
mom will never be
your mom's
way.
A good-natured lady.
I mean, come on. Kids have issues. But it definitely was something that was probably noticeable because I was teased about it occasionally throughout the remainder of my third grade tenure.
Did it go away after the third grade?
It did because...
you moved.
The school
you left town.
Well,
the school mysteriously
we didn't
burned
move,
down.
But the school, that school did close, and we were shuttled off to another elementary school for 4th, 5th, and 6th
Unusual
grade.
Stench from the school. They and, couldn't identify it, and they had
yeah,
to
exactly.
lock the doors.
That was probably my fault.
that's
they
what
didn't,
I was getting at.
And it really didn't... I didn't get teased about it again from there. But here's the interesting thing.
I like it. Interesting.
Years later, probably 9th, 10th grade, maybe. I don't know. I was at a completely different school, had moved... but somebody who was new to the school, who somehow knew someone who had gone to that school, it came up again.
Really?
And it was like, you know...
Did they point to you?
Yeah,
I mean,
they
know who
they knew who I was, apparently, and they knew about the story.
Wow.
And it didn't really like go anywhere, but it was just kind of shocking for me to run into someone who knew about
Were
it.
Were you angry, or did you want to
I just was
crawl
like,
in a
I
hole?
I was just like, oh, God, and no, that's why I let it start up again.
You're thinking, this could be a disaster. Kids are much crueler.
But thankfully, it didn't get any sort of footing, and kind of blew over. But
it was probably...
It sort of blew over.
It probably happened on a Friday, and that's whenever a bad thing happens, you want to always right before the weekend,
yeah, but
then people forget about
the story.
But
it
wasn't like it was directed at me. I just kind of happened to come by these people, and I kind of overheard them talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I will say you shouldn't feel bad, because how many times as adults have we had really close calls? No, all right,
never.
Adam, I don't keep track.
Too many, exactly.
So there you go. I hope that's a little embarrassing.
Yes.
That is an embarrassing story. But
I'll say.
You've recovered nicely, you know, not compared to us.
Bad hygiene.
So we're going to throw a little twist in this. I'm going to include an outside guest on our Scope Secrets. I'm actually getting my wife, Carrie, involved because she has... some secrets she would like to spill.
I can't wait for this. I've been waiting for this all day.
I know it, so I cannot spill it. But but you two can guess. So I'm going to dial her up. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves for a minute?
I was hoping...
Can I have some dialing music, Jared?
We'll find something here.
I was hoping that Shane didn't know yet, and that since she didn't listen to the rest of these, like, hers was terrible. And, like, because she thought we were all telling, like, you know, like, I killed someone. And yeah. that one time
three,
that...
3, 2, 1.
Okay, turn it down. Here we go.
Oh, great timing.
You want a dialing music?
Oh, now you hung up on that. Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
The beat that I'm banging is...
Hello?
Hello.
Is this the Palmersheim residence?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Carrie. You're live.
Really?
On the Scope episode 48, Scope Secrets, Jared, Adam, and myself, we've all spilled our secrets. And
were they shocking?
It's carnage.
Should we review with her?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, great.
We're going to review.
I suppose that's only fair.
Here's Jared's. I'll give you an update, and then I'll give you an overview, and you can tell me which one Jared did. Ready?
Okay.
In third grade, Jared accidentally pooped in his pants.
Instead of on purpose,
like he normally does.
Right.
When he was younger, he in a parked car, he backed out and hit a car.
I didn't back out. I actually was turning into the space chain.
Did you hear Jared say that?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure you can hear him. And this one, I know you're going to pick this one. Jared slept with a girl but didn't remember her name. Her name actually was Amy Lindholm, by the way.
What?
That's an inside joke. Nobody knows.
I'm going to go with B.
Parked a car?
Yeah.
Hit a parked car.
No, he parked a car once.
I did.
Parallel
parked it.
Typically, I let the driver do that.
Actually, Jared pooped in his pants.
Oh!
That's bad.
It is sad. Okay, and so for Adam's selections, one, he had head lice. Two, he was thought to be a girl up until the third trimester. And third, he was... what was this, Adam? Little League?
Some lie about being on a Little League
Some
team.
Lie about being in a Little
so
League
So it's not
team.
Number three.
I thought you were going to say he's thought to be a girl up until third grade.
That would be better.
Yeah.
I was going to pick that one.
So obviously it's the head lice. He did get rid of it, though, so we're proud of that.
Well, a lot of people have head lice.
I know. It's not that good. But he's that upstanding of a citizen that's all it takes. So rumor has it that you actually have three stories you'd like to read to us, and one of them being true, the other two being false.
Okay.
So let's start. Story number one, my sweetheart. The boys are taking notes. They're very excited.
In 1989, when heavy metal was at its peak, I hung on Metallica and Queensryche after they performed a show at the Met Center. And while my friend and I were up in their hotel room, I actually made out with a guitarist from Queensryche, Chris DeGarmo. It didn't go any further than that, but it could have.
So that's story number one, making out with the guitarist from Queensryche. Story number two!
Okay, in my junior year in high school, I was in a nasty fight with this bitchy female classmate, and it wasn't pretty. We were both beat up pretty bad. Unfortunately, the principal got the local Shakopee authorities involved, and I got in a little bit of trouble, and I had to do $500 of community service, and I couldn't get in trouble for 1 year. So I accomplished both requirements, so I didn't get in any more trouble than that.
So, story two, you are a cat-fighting biatch, kicking ass, taking names.
Girls are way better at this, by the
way.
They
really are.
Well, maybe it's the phone. Maybe we have to do it through a phone for every time. And story number three.
Well, you can't read her face either.
You can't read her face.
Well, that's true. All right, number three. In the late 90s, the Mall of America had a contest for a guy who his family and friends would pick his wife from a bunch of applicants, and then they would get married at the mall. And my friends dared me to enter the competition, and I don't like to be dared anything, so I decided to do it, and I made it to the final round. He didn't pick me, but it was close.
So story number three, you were almost married at the Mall of America.
Yes.
So to recap for the boys, story number one, made out with the guitarist from Queensryche, a heavy metal band of the late 80s, and so forth.
And
so
today.
On. And today. They haven't lost their popularity.
It's like KS95.
Still around.
Story number two, you beat the hell out of some bitch and you got caught for it. You did the time. Did the crime. You did the time. But nothing more came of it. And number three, almost married at the Mall of America to a complete stranger. And loving every minute of it. So let's start with Jared. Jared, you've known Carrie for a long time. You've never heard of any of these stories, have you?
No, I don't think so.
But you have a pretty good idea of her as a person, so why don't you give me your thought process. What do you think here?
I don't believe number two at all, the fighting one. For me, that just seems like it's a big fabrication.
Big fabrication.
I don't know, that's my gut feeling. Number one seems like something you might actually be proud of. Obviously, it didn't end up being a situation that you would really regret, I guess. You were just, young and...
Sexy,
a little rock star
young and sexy,
there.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with number three, almost married to a complete stranger at the Mall of America.
Okay, Jared's
that's what I'm
three.
Going with, yep.
Okay, Adam, we're going to throw it over to you. Give me your thought process.
So here's my issue. I remember some story that you or Carrie told that I thought involved something at the Mall of America, but I thought it was something to do with Stern. But I probably just wasn't listening because I don't really care. So,
wow,
I think that's a shot.
So I'm gonna go with Jared and pick the Mall of America thing.
Okay, drum roll, please.
Shane already knows. That's right.
Carrie, what's the answer?
I don't hear a drum roll.
Well,
it's there.
Oh, all right. Well,
there it is.
Correct.
Say what? Again.
Story number three.
Story number three is correct. So Jared and Adam finally get one correct.
Yay for us.
Carrie, explain the story and tie in the Stern connection to it while you're at it.
Yeah, there is a Stern connection, actually.
I do care.
So who did you actually make out with?
Who did you actually make out with? Spill the beans.
I didn't make out with anyone famous.
Spill the wine.
Okay.
Lars from Metallica.
What?
The drummer from Metallica.
All right. Those guys were jerks. I didn't really like them. We actually did hang out with them, but there was no making out.
Okay.
Their wives were there.
There was BJ's, though, so.
So, anyway, for the Mall of America story, it was shortly after I broke up with my boyfriend of almost 7 years.
He's called your husband.
All my friends who were married and worked with me saw this guy on television. He's like, they said, he has long hair. You like guys with long hair. Just because my ex had long hair.
So he was a dorky, long-haired guy, as I recall.
That guy seems really nice. And so they kind of started into this big running joke, and they would, cut pictures of bridal dresses out, put them in my cupboard at work.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All these things. And then when the weekend came up where that you had to go to the mall, I was not going to go there. And they just said,
You're going.
Chicken and started taunting me, basically, and I said, fine, I'm going to go then, because I don't like when people call me a chicken.
Mm-hmm. Jared, remember
anyway,
that.
Anyway, well, I don't care anymore, but back then I didn't like it. Anyway, so I went there, and I was going to meet my friend for lunch, and you go there, fill out all this paperwork with these questions, and then I was going to go meet my friend for lunch, and then they said, no, we're going to go in here for the interview process, and they dragged me in there, and all his sister and his mom and his brother-in-law and his best friends all were interviewing me.
Wow.
There was a lot of really crazy girls there,
mm-hmm.
I have to say. But basically, the girl that he ended up marrying, everybody knew that that's who he was going to marry just because he had had another party the night before where he met a bunch of girls, and most of those other girls were at that party, and they told me that he was with her the entire night, and he seemed to, like, totally like her. And
you didn't have a chance in hell.
I mean, you could see, well, I didn't want to marry the guy. I just thought you didn't want to be funny. Anyway.
You were called a chicken, and you had to do it.
Now, I heard rumors during the interview process that this guy's father was feeling up all the applicants. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Anyway.
Too bad.
What happened was, basically, we knew that girl was going to win, and then she asked if we would stay and be her bridesmaids.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We did, and it was all over the world news because my parents called me from Australia, where they were, and said that they saw me on television. And they were a little freaked out. But anyway, it was a very entertaining day, I guess I would say. And there was someone that worked with Howard Stern contacted Dave, who's the guy who got married, and his wife, and asked about whether we could all appear on Stern, and they said no.
Bummer.
Yeah, well, I don't think I would have gone on there.
I think that would have locked our relationship forever. Now things are up in question.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on almost getting married. Now, did you ever at any point during the process think you actually had a chance, or were you not scared at all?
No, I would have looked for the door.
Head for the hills.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there we go. Okay. Well, we're going to hang up on you. Thank you very much for playing Scope Secrets.
Okay.
We can't wait for your next secret on the next show.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Oh, you do. Trust me, honey. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness.
And with that, you get back to cleaning the house and taking care of the child, and Jared and I will be hitting the bars, and we'll see you about 3 a.m. tonight.
That sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there we go, everybody.
We're only a few months away from having 4 a.m. bar closing.
I know. I'm very excited about it.
Seriously, is that coming?
For a week.
Oh.
During the RNC.
So we can get in a lot of Republican-Democratic fist fights.
Fun.
So there we go, everybody. Scope Secrets. I hope you enjoyed the segment. Maybe we'll bring it back in another form using other people's secrets that are much more exciting than ours.
Exactly. We've done ours.
So let's get...
let's just make up lies.
Yeah, I like that. Three lies, which one is the best? Right, so we'll be back with more Scope and Scope Sounds right after this.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drop the beat on you now here on the Scope. Courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Little band called Animate Objects, a song called Clive. Keep it locked here. Your place for the beats. Let's go!
On athlete, hit a spin, another high verbal masterpiece. In the race around this track, y'all in back of me. So the things y'all doing ain't impacting me. Actually, that's why y'all hating me. My style sitting rapping down like a maitre d'. I ain't the freshman in this game, none hazing me. Hip hop, get hot, cold blaze of scene. By the end of the beat, y'all be praising me. Be the whack rapper down like I raised them seeds amazingly.
As the world just keep turning, wax we burning, props we earning, facts we learning, it's for certain. We rock purchase, so y'all close the curtains, so it ain't shocking that y'all be jocking. The Scots been rocking with the Brahmin, the MC, that's from the city of Common. The DJ does not eat ramen, we thought provoking, got arrested for my joking. We guilty, the gun is smoking. You can ask Ada when he pressing a rolling, they get the same impression in Poland, just in case y'all people forgot, we at yo with a spot and we make it hot. Come on, make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes like, make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes like, make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes like, make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes like, we make it hot, 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 y'all. We make it hot, we make it hot, we make it hot, we make it hot, y'all. We make it hot, we make it hot, we make it hot. Smooth intuition mixed with lyrical wit, about to explode the hot shit I'm filling you with. And this is the kid that rolls so high in the scene. I'm living a life that y'all would define as a dream. Staying on top, no way that you taking my spot. I roll with a cold click that's making it hot. Blazing a pot daily, actually it's hourly cash dreams. The salary rap scenes empower me. My flow, take over a live show. Dropping with hot shit, shifting the nitro. They needed a spark, so they sent for the wise men. You can see through the dark that the temperature's rising. It goes, you can't touch this, it's too much. Ain't no way you can boil the plot, because we blazing, baking, roasting, smoking, bubbling, bursting, boiling hot. We about to drop y'all, and we will not fall. Ready, fuck with the enemy. Soon as I got called on the radiator, and the ride will not stall. Y'all can say the hit because we will not fall. Rots raw, got y'all shaking and moving. Make way for that hip hop, making a movement, making improvement as we patiently watch the truth. It's too slick, ain't no way we can stop. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right. Make it hot, get whatever you got. Represent for the real hip hop, and then it goes right.
Under the scope. Yes, indeed, it's Under the Scope, fresh off of our scope secrets. What will the news reveal to us today? Let's find out! Adam's either texting his girlfriend or finding news stories on the fly. I don't know what he's up to, but that phone of his is really something special, Adam.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do news in a different way.
Uh-oh.
Instead of having
backwards?
Like,
Pig Latin?
Instead of having like
old stories?
A bunch of stories.
The president was assassinated. Grassy Knoll.
Instead of doing like headline and then a long ass story, I'm just going to do the headline. Maybe we'll just talk about it.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure.
It sounds right. Lazy to me.
Really? Well, some of them have quotes and stuff.
You do what you got to do. We'll see how this format.
Can you do impressions or something? Maybe.
Sure. Yeah. Lego Indiana Jones. The game's coming out in a couple months. Here, it's kind of like Lego Star Wars.
Right.
We're rumored to have 60 playable characters, including Short Round, everyone's favorite small Asian boy.
Are there 60 characters in all movies?
I don't think so.
So what do you play? Is actor extra number one?
I guess so. Nazi number three, etc.
Uh-oh, what's that?
I don't know.
So who are your guys' favorite non-Indiana Jones character in other than Short Round, because I called dibs on him.
That guy that gets the idol burned into his hand. I like that guy.
He's cool.
Maybe the one that kind of looks like
face melter,
Chris Lloyd. Yeah, when Chris Lloyd melts in Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like the exact same animation technology there.
Yeah,
trying to set the mood, I guess.
You really are.
All right,
whip crack.
WoW China tops 1 million concurrent players. Anyone care about that?
What does that mean exactly?
That means the Chinese version of World of Warcraft. They had 1 million people online playing at the exact same
time. Is it any different than the American version? Is it like run on different servers?
Servers.
So you don't ever play with the Chinese people?
No, there's three regions. There's China, there's Europe, mm-hmm. and there's North America. Well, it's actually just U.S. and Canada. They're going to make WoW Latin America
at some point.
Soon.
I like it.
Soon.
Do all the Chinese players know karate? Is that their specialty in World of Warcraft?
All right, moving on.
It's a kung fu.
So there's an interesting story that a lot of
that's about time we have
physicists.
One.
Physicists now are possibly starting to believe that before the Big Bang, do you guys hear about this?
No.
That we had a twin universe.
Huh. Really?
And so I'm going to pose the question, does that mean that it's so, I guess, in theory, when the Big Bang happened, that means there could have then also been two twin universes that spawned at the same time. We're just in one of them.
So there could be another guy.
There's the Big Bang now.
In a completely different universe that had head lice in fifth grade.
That's
just
what I
like
was
going to
say. That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Do we have evil twins?
Well, your twin would be the good twin, obviously. Oh, okay. It'd be a nice Simon Cowell in a different planet. He'd be like the Paula Abdul.
Clearly.
Simon Cowell is not a bad guy. Let's not say he's a bad guy. He's just misunderstood. He's okay. Trying to save us all from bad music.
Yes. If you look at his producing, record producing,
didn't he bring us Il Divo?
Yes. And the World Wrestling Federation musical album and a Power Rangers album. He's right on target for enlightening
and that's
us.
Why Jess loves him. All right. So a couple weeks after Barack Obama got shredded for his pastor, McCain's pastor starts coming out with all this crazy stuff.
Really? So, I didn't hear about this.
Here's
tell
his
me.
Quote. This is the quote from the pastor. The United States must join Israel in a preemptive strike, military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West. A biblically prophesized end time confrontation with Iran, which will lead to the rapture, tribulation, and the second coming of Christ.
That's such stunning. Now, is this out there in the media where people are really attacking him on this?
No.
No. So he's getting away with it.
Of course.
Obama, he does it because he's Muslim and he gets hammered. He's a long-legged Mac daddy.
Uh-huh. He can't bowl. I mean, if he could bowl, he'd probably be fine on
the
this.
I got to ask you on the bowling thing. Why didn't his advisor just say no?
Maybe he thought he was okay.
Did they have footage of him throwing the bowling ball?
Just don't. You haven't
yes.
seen it?
It's no, I haven't seen it.
It's bad.
Did he just throw it right into the gutter?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, he scored a 27 in seven frames.
So that's not good.
It's no.
Not good. I can do better than that. Carrie can beat him in bowling. My daughter can beat him in bowling. With a ramp.
And bumpers, though.
Yeah. No bumpers.
He might as well have gone granny style. But
wow, that's devastating. I cannot vote for a president who is not master of the kingpin.
So going along those same lines, this isn't one of the stories we were doing, but it came out yesterday. So last week, sometime, he had a really big fundraising thing in San Francisco, and he talked about how, this is Barack Obama that we're talking about, how someone had asked him why he isn't getting, you know, such strong support in Pennsylvania. And he was talking about how it's the Rust Belt. You know, it's like what it's called. There's like jobs, you know, all along, especially Western Pennsylvania, that disappeared 25 years ago and they've never come back.
Sure.
You know, industrial jobs and stuff like that. And he talked about how when people, you know, lose their faith in the government, they have to latch on to something else. So they latch on to religions or anti-immigration policy, you know,
blue collar comedy.
Right. And
very nice, Jared.
So he was empathizing and trying to explain why he might not get the support. And, you know, maybe there's nothing he can do, but trying to explain, you know, that this is what happened and, you know.
Yeah. A fairly logical explanation,
right.
Perhaps.
So now, of course, McCain and Clinton, because apparently they're teaming up.
Like tag team Iron Sheik and.
Right. They're calling
right. Boris.
They're calling it condescending and how Obama is this privileged candidate and doesn't understand working class America and can't connect. So just to clarify, the guy that grew up in a single family household with his grandma half the time and in Indonesia and stuff like that is the one that's out of touch with normal people. But the lady who her and her husband made $108 million in the last 7 years, knows how normal people think.
I wish he would say that, almost that exact quote. Not that I, you know, have a preference over one or the other, but when you say stupid shit like that.
It's very annoying.
It is annoying. How much did John McCain make, by the way? Do you have any idea on?
No, but...
Is he a richy rich or not?
Well, everyone's tax records came out this past week, so... I'm sure it was out there.
Well, we'll get
Can
a
you Google it on that phone of yours?
Probably. I don't get really good signal down here. Yeah. So next up, we have some nerd stuff. How about...
Finally!
Well, Walt Mossberg, who's actually technically a coworker of you.
He is, actually. Do you guys do drinks ever?
Mm-hmm. Says
he's cool, actually.
The 3G iPhone is coming out in 60 days. Or not, you know.
If he says it, more than likely there's probably a kernel of truth there. Yeah. He knows something that we don't.
Is that in line with the June rollout of the 2.0 software and everything?
Yes. And so then someone got a leaked version of the 2.0 software, and there's reference in the code to a chip from one of the iPhone's current manufacturers, the next version of it, which is rumored to have 3G in it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But then he came out and said, he was like, well, I don't have confirmation of it. It's just, you know, like my theory, blah, blah, blah. And I guess he didn't even say it in the journal. He said it like in an interview.
It was like at a conference or an interview or something like that.
Right. Can you clarify what 3G means to some of us who are maybe a little
fast stupid. Cell phone internet.
Okay.
It's the easiest way of...
Is that available around the country? Is there a reason why it hasn't been implemented so
far? It's available in like one market. It's like San Francisco. And so, it's like half... It's not even real 3G there. The reason...
But since a lot of the tech writers and tech people are in San Francisco, they like to complain about it. And suddenly it becomes a story. Okay.
Right. I think the issue is that... So you see Japan and Korea, South Korea, they have it. And it's because, well, their landmass to a population ratio is you know, good for that. Like, you know, they can put a tower in one spot and it covers way more people than, like, you know, we have a tower in Montana here, and it's like, well, now you got to, you know, have 40 towers, or I don't know the ratio, but, you know, and so it's like you have one tower and it's covering 10 people, and that's probably not cost effective.
So do you think that Apple getting behind this technology might actually sort of increase the coverage?
For all we know, AT&T is planning a huge rollout of, you know, nationwide, and they want to announce it at the exact same time. Yeah.
Are there other phones that have 3G capabilities in this country?
Yeah, in theory. And then there's also the GSM or whatever, the international global phones that'll work wherever. It just depends on what kind of SIM card is in them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there have been ones for a long time. And like, so mine works on Sprint's EVDO network, which is, it's just high speed. It's different somehow, but it's high speed. Like I get... like 30K download rates, you know, it's like, it's quick, you know, enough to do like kind of like really compressed video and stuff.
Wow.
There you go. Next story. Let's get our listeners back.
Apple has new laptops coming, Q3 2008, probably. The MacBook and MacBook Pro, as we know them, are going away.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What's, tell me more about this. Fascinating.
I can't click on, can I click on this link? I can.
Jared, what do you know about this? Have you heard about this?
I saw a headline, something about physical refresh as far as the
enclosure.
The enclosure.
Really?
I don't know anything about the innards.
Here, hold on.
There we go.
We're going. It's all rumored. It's Apple Insider's.
So you're going to legitimate sources, as usual, for your news. I'd check CNN myself, but hey.
Okay, I don't think this is on CNN.
Apple Insider, why not? Oh,
God.
I go to the unofficial Apple weblog at tuaw.com.
The one that keeps getting sued?
I go to, I've got headlines in the fifth grade, third grade.com.
I don't think Secret got sued, and then they pretty much just shut down.
Yeah, if they get sued, that means they're right, so that's who
Think
I
Secret, Apple Insider, and...
Mac OS Rumors?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Apple Inc.'s existing MacBook and MacBook Pro notebooks will be the last of their breed, as both product families are destined for major design changes upon their next refresh, Apple Insider has learned. Of the two, the 13-inch MacBooks, the consumer level, will undergo the most significant metamorphosis.
That would be the one I would get.
Shedding their plastic enclosures for ones constructed from a more eco-friendly material, such as the aircraft-grade aluminum and stainless steel, more...
Nice.
Or perhaps paper.
Familiar with the matter, say.
Paper.
The move, which makes good on a promise by company chief Steve Jobs to push Apple push towards a greener Apple, will mark an end to Macs that come clad in the now tawdry-looking white enclosures that began...
Tawdry? Wow. I kind of like the way
the front face of the original iMac nearly a decade ago.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, considering the iMacs are pretty much metal now.
Yeah.
Similarly, the MacBook Pro is also bound for an aesthetic revision, which, like their upcoming MacBook counterparts, are described by those familiar with the products as borrowing several design elements from the August 2007 aluminum iMacs and the all-new MacBook Air.
All right.
Interesting.
So more curves and maybe some black elements in there?
Maybe lighter, because, boy, the current ones are heavy sons of bitches. Oh, yeah.
I would just like for them to have a dedicated graphics card in the MacBook line instead of the Intel integrated graphics, just because you can't really do high-powered stuff on them.
Well,
but isn't that one of the major differences? So they don't cannibalize each other.
What's high powered for you?
You got to have like an NVIDIA or a ATI graphics card, so you can do like some of the video editing stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
So Pixar and Disney named all their upcoming releases.
Yeah, big field coming here.
Yep. So I'm just going to talk about the Pixar ones, but one Disney one also. So after WALL-E.
So he's just going to talk about the Pixar ones and one Disney one. Thank you.
You have any
Thanks
other
for the recap, Shane. That was a nice touch.
I know.
So the... sorry. Toy Story 2 will be in 3D in 2009-2010. Toy Story 3 will come out... they know the exact date. June 18th, 2010. I really hope The Rapture doesn't come, by the way, guys, because we have a lot of Pixar movies.
We really do.
Otherwise, they're just wasting their time.
Newt will be Pixar's film in 2011. And the description is, what happens when the last remaining male and female blue-footed newts on the planet are forced together by science to save the species and they can't stand each other? What happens?
Oh, my goodness.
So it's another animal thing.
Yeah.
Great.
Hilarity ensues.
Cars, I'm not sure about WALL-E, by the way. I'm not sold.
I am really excited for WALL-E.
I don't know.
Cars 2 is coming in 2012.
Too much short circuit.
That's the end of that one.
Cars 2, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
My nephew will be overjoyed.
Kids seem to love that movie.
God, he loves that movie.
He'll be 40 by the time it comes out. Though.
I know. He'll love it, probably.
He'll be doing the Scope version, too.
So the one Disney movie I wanted to mention was King of the Elves, which is based on a Philip K. Dick short story. It's his only experiment in the fantasy genre, and... it's about an average man living in the Mississippi Delta whose reluctant actions to help a desperate band of elves lead them to naming him their new king, joining the innocent and endangered elves as they attempt to escape from an evil and menacing troll. Their unlikely
Gargamel.
New leader finds himself caught on a journey filled with unimaginable dangers with a chance of bringing real meaning back to his own life.
Now, why did you select that movie?
Because it's a P.K. Dick story, which is a weird source material for a Disney movie.
Who's directing? Any idea?
Oh, I don't know. It's a 2012, so maybe they...
I know the former classmate of mine, Pete Docter, is directing a movie of those lineup, but that's all I know.
Interesting.
It's British, very interesting.
British survey finds 95% of 18 to 24-year-olds in the UK. You could probably extrapolate that to every other modern country. Has
so
at some
Uganda.
Point in time copied music. The industry's anti-piracy efforts have... 95%? That's kind of big. You think that's wrong?
No, I don't know. I think at this point it's so common that why are they even doing studies?
Oh, I don't know.
You can't stop it.
Overall, 95% of the 1,100 people surveyed had engaged in some form of copying, including taking contents off a friend's hard drive, 58% of those, and the more old-fashioned method of recording from the radio. So apparently people still do that.
Fun.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, great job on the news, Adam.
Whatever, yeah. Dick.
So, phone or paper? Which is the preferred method?
Paper.
He likes the paper. So we're going to go back in time. Jared,
let's go back in time.
Exactly. Jared, let's move on to reviews. We've got two of them. So, Adam.
Yes.
What are we doing first?
I don't know.
What do you want to do first, Jared?
We'll do the regular review first.
And
then we go into the random section. I know it's hard to remember. Nope. It's been so long.
I like this.
That's
Adam likes
doing.
It. Adam doesn't know the news comes first, Jared. What do you want?
Someday,
go ahead.
Someday we'll mix it up.
All right. We're looking at REM's latest album, Accelerate. Or as Shane kind of said it at the opening, Accelerate, like how Blackout would say it. Accelerate is the 14th studio album by the American alternative rock band REM and was released on April 1st.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
It was produced by Jackknife Lee, who is the producer of the last two Snow Patrol albums. And I feel there's kind of a hint of that on there. Accelerate is intended as a departure from the band's poorly received 2004 album Around the Sun. Around the Sun and the band's two prior albums have often been looked down upon due to their somber tones and sluggish songs. And while not all pop and hijinks, Accelerate does deliver on the kind of music that propelled REM to stardom in the 80s and 90s. Their first single, Supernatural, Super Serious, is the kind of REM song that they scroll down were always known for and seems
paper
like they could do it with their eyes closed. Take a listen.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteer, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared to keep...
The whole album isn't full out up-tempo rocking, but even the slower songs are very listenable. This quality definitely describes much of the middle of the album, including Hollow Man, which some have described as a self-castigating and self-aware criticism of Michael Stipe himself. Tucked away near the end of the album, all 35 minutes of it, is Horse to Water, a loud and fast track that has echoes of the band's last true rock album, 1994's Monster. There's even some hints of Nirvana hidden in it.
Battles rattle my cage with your shadow. I'm a bantam weight with a mouth full of feathers. Don't you know that what comes around goes around?
So there we go. Shane, what'd you think?
I liked it. Brief, as you just pointed out, but I always felt like the album has a sense of purpose. I mean, it knew where it was going. I like that. You know, kind of a lot of straight ahead rock and roll for me, which is mm-hmm. unusual for REM. I've paid attention to this band for a long time. I'm not an expert on them by any means, but you know, I'm familiar with their sound and what they do. And there's a little bit of that in this album, but I think you know, that just them going towards that rock and roll sound worked for them. I think that if this album would have been released 10 or 15 years ago, it would be a giant hit. I think that it would get radio play on the appropriate stations, and they would be selling a lot of copies. Unfortunately, they're sort of past that that stage in their career where, you know, the super fans will listen, but they're not going to get that much radio play anywhere else. So yeah. It will go down as a good album that probably not a lot of people will listen to. So that's what I think. I liked it, though. And I really liked Supernatural Serious, Super Serious, and Mr. Richards. I thought they were two great tracks. Mm-hmm. Jared.
I agree with you. I like the straight-ahead rock and roll arrangements that they had on there. I'm not super familiar with them, their early stuff. And from what I understand, this harkens back to more of their 80s sound. I paid more attention to them in the 90s, you know, with their major label material.
Out of Time, yeah, Automatic for the People.
Yeah, the big stuff, Monster. The big hits. What I like is that this wasn't as whiny as that material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just much more rock and roll, taking care of business types. It doesn't suffer from a lot of the overproduction that some of the music today does, and maybe that's why it won't be as successful as some of the current records are. But I liked it. I thought it was refreshing for that reason. And just the fact that it's only 35 minutes is nice. I don't think you need an album that's way, way too long. But
they get in, they get out, bam, yep. Some good songs.
On the downside, for me, there really wasn't a track that stood out as like, ooh, this is a hit. This is a good piece of music here. You know, but for the most part, I really like the album.
There you go. And to Adam.
Yeah, a lot of it actually reminds me of last year's Pearl Jam album that we reviewed.
Yeah.
Because like the two or three previous Pearl Jam albums had kind of all been the same, kind of just like wavering and just carrying on. And then they got to this one, and it was just like, it was kind of like, you know, a hard album. And
strip it down, make it rock.
Right.
Strip it down, make it rock.
And I've talked about it before on the show, but I'm not like, I'm not really like a lyrical kind of person. Like, I appreciate the music for just music, not
sure.
Kind of breaking it down. But for some reason, REM and a couple other bands I will listen to, like, their lyrics, it's just like, it's a default behavior. And it's them and Cake, I think, are the only two I can actually think of. And I'll just try to, like, in my mind, make up what each song's about. So you mentioned Mr. Richards.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song a lot, and I keep thinking it's about Michael Richards, which I'm sure it's not, but like, then I imagine it being about
sure.
him.
Well, REM is required to have comedians in every single one of their
right.
albums,
right.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Jerry Seinfeld was in their last album. Jim Carrey, obviously, for Man on the Moon.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
thank
I mean
you.
Overall it was
Andy Kaufman though, isn't it?
Really? I know, I was just
and I was kind of surprised because when I like an album, I want it to be really long, but this and Spoon, they were both about 35 minutes, and you know, they're both like good albums, like in their entirety, they're both, you know, like well done as a whole. So
maybe. Congratulations, REM is what you're saying.
Sure.
Congratulations to REM. Should we give it a score?
Sure.
The Scope score is 2.75 stars.
I must feel like we should go a little higher given how positive we were in our remarks.
Yeah, Adam.
I gave it the highest score.
I know. You did.
Well, hey, you guys agreed with me. What do you want?
I don't know.
Well, let's move on to another high benchmark in television quality. That would be Big Brother.
We got
to
do the song.
Oh, yes,
first.
I'm sorry.
get ready for the random review of the week. It could be appalling. It could be incredible. But it's always unpredictable. The random review of the week.
We've been doing this for 48 shows, and I still can't get the format right.
You're not the only one.
Random review. Big Brother. Adam, go.
Sure. Just so everyone knows, I'm back to paper now, so we'll see how...
So this will be perfectly read. Adam, always good at reading things off the cuff.
There'll be no scroll down.
Today we cast our judgmental eyes on the, ninth installment of CBS's Big Brother.
You just can't roll with it, can you?
Well, it also says, usual Big Brother. Usually Big Brother unfolds from July to September. And by the way, and going off script here, but that's so ungodly long when you actually watch the show.
It kind of is.
Because of the writer's strike, CBS decided to add another season during the winter months. Big Brother takes a bunch of self-involved strangers, places them in a house filled with cameras, and forces them to battle each other in a series of games. The players can then vote each other out until one remains. How exciting. The new season, subtitled Till Death Do Us Part, threw in one gigantic twist. All of the housemates would be teamed with someone who was judged to be his or her soulmate. These teams would work together, sleep together, and eventually be voted out together and bang together.
Mm-hmm. That did happen.
The twist lasted for a number of weeks, but producers knew the show would only make it 6 weeks if everyone was voted out in teams.
Fingers were crossed, yeah. Though.
So the couples eventually were split, and the game was played normally. Our first clip comes from pink mohawked James, this season's underdog and bad boy. James is a bit of a breakdown. Let's listen in.
By a vote of 3-1.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, you gave him to me in the wrong one.
Sorry, my bad.
Here we go.
More scary music.
Really, I want to.
Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy.
Is that Adam?
It's okay, buddy. Sorry. It's okay.
I'm not crying about this game, dude.
Oh, it's all right.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's just in general, you know what I mean?
I'm just trying to
be a person, dude.
You're a person.
It's hard, dude.
It is hard.
You have isolated me. I am breaking down. And I hate because I'm crying over a game. It's because I honestly like you, Adam. Honestly, from the beginning of the game, I'm like,
we need that clip.
And I'm trying to talk to you as a person, Natalie.
I
would not.
Boy, that was really gay.
It's just when the whole house feels like you're battling.
Guys, you gotta do something to call you guys.
This really sucks.
You're good.
Man, this is what it came down to.
This is how the game went, buddy. You know what I mean? This is not...
I haven't done anything to break your trust.
I know.
Oh, sorry, James. Keeps going I do like his person. I love everybody.
I love
that.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually what Adam sounded like when he found out he had head lice in third grade.
We had tape of it.
Of course, it wouldn't be Big Brother without pseudo-serious elimination ceremonies and inane parting speeches. Let's listen to Joshua as he bestows upon his housemates some quote-unquote important parting words.
By a vote of 3-1, Joshua, you are evicted from the Big Brother.
No! Scary drums!
I want to tell you all one thing. If you can learn anything from me, is be true to yourself. I stand for what I believe in. And if all of you would stand up for what you believe in, you'll go way far in this game and in life.
Way far.
That's all I can ask, is just be true to yourself.
Finish in six, like I did.
What a D-bag that guy.
Big Brother 8 can be found on CBS Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. On to the reviews.
Jared.
I'm going first, huh?
Yes.
I have no notes, so I'm just going to kind of speak extemporaneously about the show. I've been watching it the last few years with you guys, and, you know, generally I enjoy it, but there's some certain contrivances that just start to get on my nerves with the show. The fact that they always have to go through, every little ceremony has a certain structure that they have to follow, even though we've been watching it for, 8 weeks now, and we know what they're going to say. It's like, can we just streamline this maybe a little bit? Maybe they need to fill time. I don't know, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the whole show is essentially a time filler. So
yeah, I guess you're right. That's why it's on.
And that's coming from someone that usually likes it. So,
but typically, I find there is enough interesting stuff going on to make it worth watching. And usually, there's someone or maybe two people that you want to root for. This year started out with a whole bunch of people, and I hated every one of them. And they paired them off into couples, and I thought, well, great, they're just going to knock through these right away, and the show will be done in 6 weeks, and we can get back to our regular scripted entertainment. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. They ended up breaking them up just to extend the show, and I don't know. So there really hasn't been anyone likable this year, and that's kind of made the format of the show even more grating. But somehow I still keep watching it, so I guess it's still entertaining. But What are you going to do? I think the week we decided to review, or the 2 weeks we decided to review, actually got interesting in that there's James who has just been holding on by tooth and nail, managing to win competitions to stay in. And that's at least provided some compelling entertainment, and the fact that he's kind of gotten into some shouting matches and some crying bouts. And
We heard, a crying jig.
Yeah. So, you know, there's been some entertainment there. But I think the producers really need to look at cleaning up the show and making it a little bit, kind of refresh it for the summer. The whole slop thing is pointless. We never see any sort of, I guess Amanda earlier in the season collapsed from not having sugar in her diet, but
whoop-de-doo.
That's pretty much the only thing we've ever seen, other than complaining, oh, slop is so terrible. Whatever. You're on a game show. You're getting paid. Shut up. I don't know. That's all I have.
Adam, take over.
I agree, especially the James things. I think it's interesting because remember the James a few years ago in the Kaser season?
Yeah.
Where he was essentially just hanging on by a thread for, like, it seemed like
That was a lot of Janelle, though, too, of that season. Well, okay, she kept winning the competition.
Right.
Kaser was out, voted out twice.
Right.
So.
No, I was just saying that's the season.
Okay, yep.
My issue with this season, so I've watched Big Brother for a while. I really liked last year's. I fell into this trap, and I would probably fall into this trap every year with Big Brother if I watched the first week and I hated it, but I hate every first week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I got behind. Like, you know, I started the new job, and I never caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of gave up until we had to review it.
It works better in the summer when there's not really other shows on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But so I got to this point, and, like, as I started to catch up, like, previously, I was just like, I hate these people. I don't like anyone. And I have to have, like, an emotional investment into someone on the show to like, to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I really liked Eric last year, the America's Choice player. Like, I liked him a lot. So that was easy because he lasted almost till the end.
Was there a Hebrew connection there? Is that
what I think it was? Hebrew. That Hebrew power.
Yeah. He looks Hebrew just power. Like Shane.
Thank you.
I'm not being insulting. He got a hot girl at the end. All right. And annoying. She's annoying, but she was pretty.
She didn't open her yapper.
Yeah. Anyway, so this show is a different season altogether from last year. So yeah, everyone's annoying and frustrating to me and not redeeming. Like last year, there was Dick, who was a total asshole, but there was at least, like, he was so villainous.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, so over the top. It was like a fake character, and that was
right. And he had the whole drama with his daughter.
Right,
it was at least interesting.
There's
at
nothing
times.
In this year. You know,
that's what I have in my notes as well. That you have no real person to connect.
Right.
You always want to have one person you can cheer for and one person you can hate.
And I don't know if it was just like the three. I watched like three in a row one day, and like that Adam guy was featured in a lot of them, and I hate him. I hate him. He sounds like a really bad Andrew Dice Clay. And it just drives me up the fucking walls because you can tell it's a fake accent because it goes away half the time. And I hate him. And he was head of household, I think.
He was head of household. Right?
Would you say he's ruining your name, perhaps?
If there was anything left to ruin, sure.
Yeah.
So
the lice took care
of that. It's just a frustrating show.
The lice ate it away.
I really think that it can be a really interesting psychological game. And, you know, people always point to the British version. They're like, oh, it's, you know, here's why it's good. I don't really believe that.
The British version isn't any better. It's
right.
It's actually worse because
I agree.
Because of the population votes out the people.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, which is what they tried to do in the American version the first season, and it didn't work.
Yeah. The survivor voting kind of thing is much better, and that's fine. It's,
unless you would cast it full of, you know, the most unbelievably crazy people, where if America couldn't vote out the worst person all the time, everybody was bad or everybody was good.
I really, because, you know, they have to get thousands upon thousands of applicants. I really wish that they would have, you know what I almost wish they would
do? How many
have
you sent?
A beauty and the Geek
trials coming
thing.
Soon.
And see how it goes with that, because you'd have an entire half of the population of the house trying to fall in love with the other half, and then the other half is so dim-witted that they don't know how to, like, team up and get all the guys
out.
Look
at Adam, combining reality shows.
Awesome.
Well, I'm just going to say this, and then we'll give it a score. I think Big Brother, it is what it is, and, you know, either you like it or you don't, but the show really does rise and fall depending upon who is cast in the show. If you don't cast the right people, it's not going to be as compelling, and I think they're sort of suffering with that.
I have a question.
With that this year.
Has there been any anti-Semitic outbursts this season?
No, but there's been a lot of stuff that they don't show. And that's the other thing is, you know, the show that you see versus what has actually happened is so completely different that you know, these people in a lot of ways aren't what you see on TV. So sure. It's, you know, you kind of have to go in.
That's heavily edited.
Yeah, yeah. Heavily, heavily edited. So with that, let's give it a score.
The Scope score is 1.5 star.
So there you go. Not great. The random review is a popular segment, and we are going to continue it. Are we, Jared?
We are.
So let's spin the random review wheel and give some words and all sorts of stuff, and let's just let it rip. Go for it.
You can hear the magic wheel spinning.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowing down, Shane.
It is.
It's going to select something for us to
watch. I'm getting dizzy.
It's going to be fantastic. Oh, my. This is going to be lame. I believe we get to watch the season finale of Canterbury's Law, Fox, Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh, you are a bastard.
Can't we just watch Rock of Love instead?
Sure.
We're watching Rock of Love.
That's not even on the list.
Rock of Love we're watching, everyone. When what? Jared said Canterbury's Law, he meant Rock of Love.
Are we?
I don't know.
It's the finale or almost,
a vote.
Right?
You want to, what do you want to watch, Adam?
Canterbury's? I mean,
I'd rather watch Rock of Love.
All right.
Okay, we're watching Rock of Love.
What is it on? Send me an
VH1.
Email. VH1 about 50 times.
Yeah.
Okay. During the week. Okay, Rock of Love it is. Adam, you get the sound.
It's a really random review.
Yes. Okay, so let's move on to coming soon.
I believe that's our first random review veto.
Adam.
Yes.
Go for it.
How many episodes did that show have? 6 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So, music, April 15th, Asia. Is that like The Asia?
It's the 80s band Asia.
Huh.
Oh.
The Brian Jonestown Massacre. Is that a band that's been around for a long time?
They've been around for a bit. Okay.
Mariah Carey has a new one. Really? E equals MC squared?
That's what it is.
That's kind of funny.
She doesn't know
it
means.
It is kind of funny, dude.
She doesn't know what it means.
I know. Everclear has a new album.
Really? They're
still... Well, or it's called The Vegas Years. Does that mean it's best of? They've already had a best of, I think. I don't know.
Was
this that is a, like Mandy's a, year for like music she liked in the 90s.
Because all the 90s bands are coming back
Dave
this
Matthews
year.
Dave Matthews had an album. They did. There was one more. Probably some fucking hippie band.
Hippie bands.
The Kooks.
Which I like their last album, so call me crazy.
It was all right.
I just heard a new track off of the new album, and I liked it a lot coming over. So,
Phantom Planet, the California Here I Come band.
I will be getting that.
All right.
I like them. They're one of my faves.
Supergrass. They're from the 90s too, right?
Yeah, like, kind of.
No, their last album was...
I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking Superchunk. I was going back to Matador.
Supergrass, I like their last album. Right. Or a couple songs.
We know a lot about entertainment.
We do. I have the album.
April 22nd, Atmosphere has a new album. Billy Bragg.
Yep.
Of course. Blind Melon.
My favorite.
Really? Oh, did they get a new singer?
I don't know the story behind it, but...
I think they did. No More Shannon Hoon. Flight of the Conchords.
There we go. Denied.
Ashley Simpson's. Probably just Ashley Simpson. Have you seen what she looks like now? She does not look like Ashley Simpson anymore.
She looks good now, my opinion.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. Next.
Tokyo Police Club. Tokyo Police Club has a new album. The Buzz Band from a few years ago. Played Coachella last year. And Whitesnake has a new album.
Carrie will be getting that.
Good to Be Bad.
Whitesnake.
Story of my life,
Adam. I've been reading the Nikki Sixx book, The Heroin Diaries, and... every once in a while, not a blog, but an entry comes in where he complains about Whitesnake opening for them and how much they suck.
Wow.
Hey, have you guys been watching John Adams?
No.
Okay.
I'll
see it eventually, but...
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it, so I would suggest that.
History nerd.
Anyone that is a history nerd. Movies, April 18th. 88 Minutes is the Al Pacino movie. I assume it's a real-time movie.
Is that the secret to 8 minutes?
It must be. I think it looks sucky.
Okay, do you remember in the late 90s, there was a Johnny Depp movie called like 2 hours or 120 minutes or something?
120 minutes, 32 seconds.
There was a movie called Running Time with Bruce Campbell that's in real time, too.
Okay.
It's been done.
Yeah, I don't understand why they... It's not like it was like a cool concept, really. I mean, okay, it's I guess maybe it's for one movie, but...
But it's been done. I mean, real-time movies have been done.
I don't get it. Forbidden Kingdom, which is the Jet Li, Jackie Chan movie, which when I first saw the trailer for it, assumed it would be a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Like, serious, though?
Up until the very last second of the trailer, where there were no jokes.
Like a chop sake?
Well, not everything Jackie Chan has done is comedy.
In the last 10 years,
well,
I would
say.
Yeah,
but prior to that.
Right, yes.
He's sort of a goofball.
Even back then. Drunken Master's really good. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Hell yeah.
I guess the 18th was yesterday, because we're going to see this today. Which is the new... what's his name? From...
You're going to see this today?
Yesterday was not the
18th. It must be a sneak preview, then, tonight. Because that's the 12th today.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Adam's plans are ruined.
Try to look that up.
Where's your fancy phone getting you now, see?
Damn it. April 25th.
He's actually searching the internet while he's reading them. Do you want me to read those while you...
No.
Okay.
I can,
maybe you can look up movie
titles
for him. I
don't need it in a second. Baby Mama, the boring-looking Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie.
See? I think it looks kind of boring, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. We'll see what they say.
Deception is the Ewan McGregor...
Sex romp.
Who's the girl in that?
I don't remember.
All right. Not having sex with many, many people then. And
not
Harold
someone
and
who
Kumar,
I slept with and forgot her name.
Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, the long-awaited, off-delayed sequel to Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I never saw it. Was it funny?
I think that's a hilarious movie, but I also think that Dude, Where's My Car is a hilarious
so
movie.
So do I. So I might like it.
Okay.
And I want to see the sequel because Neil Patrick Harris is in it.
Yeah. Well, he was in the first
one,
too.
He's on a freaking unicorn. Well, then I want to see it. Definitely.
Yeah, it's like it's a dumb stoner movie for not stoner dumb people. It's,
I will probably that'll be a Netflix one.
Yeah,
I won't pay to see
Netflix.
It in the theater.
April 15th, DVD, Alien vs. Predator Requiem. Did anyone actually see that? Like, I don't mean just three.
Did
of us,
see it?
None of us saw it, but like, did anyone see it?
No, three people saw it.
I read reviews that it was actually decent, like better than the first Alien vs. Predator. So I was kind of surprised. American Dad Volume 3, Juno, Lars and the Real Girl, Sweeney Todd, Loch Ness Harry. You know what I'm seeing now is...
How quickly you read through. It's like it was falling down
the
hill.
I gotta get through this so I can put in my opinion again.
Now, okay, because Juno is popular, now right. People like to dump on it.
Yeah, that's...
Those people are
always
stupid.
Goes like that.
Mandy.
It's just dumb.
Oh.
April 22nd, Charlie Wilson's War, which I'd like to see.
Me too.
Me three.
Cloverfield, which I did see.
I did too.
I understand my movie's coming out.
Friday Night. Cloverfield Monster. You have a special feature that we didn't know about?
Lights
yes,
two.
I did the commentary to the film.
Friday Night Lights Season 2 and Laverne and Shirley.
Adam, not giving you anything.
Four.
No space at
I
all.
Wasn't here for that episode.
I would have no purchase.
That was Jared's best character. Ever.
I didn't even listen to it.
Neither did I.
And lastly, video games. Next week, April 13th.
Grand, I lived it.
Grand
favorite
Turismo
part of the show,
5,
right?
Prologue, Okami for the Wii.
I don't need to listen to it, Jared. I lived it.
Yes, you did,
Donnie. And then, finally, everyone knows what it is 2 weeks from this, right?
Sex day.
420. So we're all going to go smoke a bowl.
We are.
In celebration of Hitler's birthday, I guess.
Certainly. Yeah.
Iron Man for pretty much every game system.
Mm-hmm.
A whole month before the movie,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah.
Not really a month.
When does the movie come out?
May 2nd.
Oh.
I guess
a couple weeks.
A week. and then the new Pokemon Mystery Dungeons, which are not normal Pokemon games. They're like
adventure
crawler adventure games, yeah.
Like Zelda.
By the
way, my daughter found two of my plastic Pokemon toys that I had from a long time ago, yes. And she calls them Kikachu and Pink Piggy, who's actually Jigglypuff.
Or Pinky Pig.
Pinky Pig.
That's kind of cute.
Kikachu. Was Grand Theft Auto 4 on that list?
Grand Theft Auto 5 Prologue.
What?
A Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. Sorry.
Like, 4 isn't even out yet. 5, they got a prologue.
No, there was no.
They're way ahead.
Like, that must
no
be
GTA
coming
4.
Out April
29th. They're planning like Pixar is.
So that's it, huh, Adam?
That is it.
Well, not a bad read there. Cloverfield Monster, we're sorry that you didn't get your proper time.
That's okay.
Let's close it up. Mind. Maybe you can come back and read the comments.
He's gone.
Under the He's left. He's actually going to have a slumber party at Earl's house tonight.
Yes. He certainly...
I guess. Earl's going to put him on the barbecue.
I'm going to read some comments.
Please.
I'm going to go back to the episode before last, episode 46, because Gary was late to the game and decided he was going to add some comments.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Gary says, I will admit that I did... This is in reference to the MarsCon talk we had. I will admit that I did start drinking to take the edge off, but it was a fine opening ceremony. Or I was fine by opening ceremony. But what put me over was the fracking Klingons. They poured me a drink in their suite from a concoction they made and gave me half a cup of it. But before handing it over, they realized I was a con newbie and proceeded to pour a little bit from every bottle they had on their table.
Ugh.
I can't tell you what was in any of them, but one was definitely Jägermeister.
Well, he can tell us what was in
all of them. I misread. Oh. Sorry. And then they were able to give me a full glass, and that's all she wrote. Gary was down for the count.
Mm-hmm. And down for the rest of the weekend as well.
He says, Jared, how can drinking on Friday bring your score down? You had fun. Admit it. I did have fun. But
admit it, Jared.
But it went against my plan, and I drank more than I wanted to, and I had to deal with, heartburn all night, and I was in danger of not being ready to perform the next day. So.
And how did you make it through Saturday night? That's what I want to know.
Just fine. No problems at all.
Look at him, dodging and weaving.
It's a great night. Adam should go to Convergence with us. I'll bring the alcohol. What do you think about that, Adam?
Adam? We going to Convergence.
Mandy already wants to go for some stupid reason.
Gary, so she's actually going to go? We're doing a scope show at the Convergence.
We got to do something. Yeah. He also says happy to Angela and Jared. Thank you, Gary. You're the best. And Adam, congratulations on the new job.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary, look at that. He covered all the bases.
And I get Jack Shizzy.
You really didn't get much,
nothing.
Did you? Sorry, Shane. Thul Squanta writes in reference to show number 47, says, Adam is the new Michael Richards.
Dropped the N-bomb a couple times.
You did.
You really did.
Yes.
Yeah. It was all in context.
Right.
It made sense.
You know, I'm looking at the rest of these comments, and I'm not going to get into it.
What about what Jess said about wrestling?
She said she should have... Jess, Adam bought the WrestleMania 3 on DVD.
Are we going to do a wrestling show, Adam? I think we should.
Ben says we should have
like,
a pro wrestling
edition.
Are
we going to wrestle?
No, where we actually talk about wrestling.
All right.
Would we?
You know what we should do? One of us should order the next pay-per-view.
Ugh.
No.
Who's got $40 to drop?
I don't know. Ben, I'm just going to tell you this. We will work on it. We will come up with a scope-appropriate wrestling show in the near future.
By the way, I have an update.
There's an update.
There's an update. Quick.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, not playing.
So you were forgetting Sarah Marshall's playing time.
I was forgetting Sarah Marshall does not start today.
That really has an impact on things when you don't know in the day of the opening.
So what should I go see instead?
I don't know. Juno. You can comment once we post this, and you can tell us all what you did.
Like Adam ever goes to the website.
He does. He responds. He's the last two shows. He's responded to other people.
Oh, wow. That was me. So it doesn't go. Sorry.
If you have something you want to say, you can write us a note to comments@thescopeshow.com or just go to the website, comments@thescopeshow.com.
21.
Jared, would you berate the listening audience for not giving us any iTunes?
That's right. I did throw out the challenge last
episode,
didn't
I? We're going to just keep berating every show until we get at least one.
I put out a challenge, and let me reiterate what that challenge was to the listening public. And that was for you to go out to iTunes, into the iTunes store, search for The Scope, or you can click on the link, I believe the subscribe in iTunes link on our website will go right into the correct listing on the iTunes store. And you can go in there and you can write a review of the show, and hopefully it's positive, but really we're not going to shy away from criticism either, are we?
Let's put this out there.
Right.
It has just been announced that Apple is the number one music retailer in the country, maybe the world, who knows, but that means that some of our listeners out there must use it. So get out there, write a review. 5 stars would be our most preferred rating, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But we want it out there, so we're going to keep hammering this until someone steps up.
All you got to do is just write a couple sentences, what you think of the show, recommend it to others.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That's it.
You love us
very
so much,
simple.
Prove it.
Very, very simple.
Jared, plugs.
What do I have? Oh, I just have I'll be appearing at another convention, DemiCon in Des Moines, Iowa, May 2nd through 4th, performing as the possible Oscar. Saturday, I believe it is 4 p.m.?
Where can all your lady friend room? Fans find you? Where will you be performing in? Are you off the market now?
He's off the market. What are you talking about? I'm not sure where you're trying to go with this line of questions.
I don't know.
They can still come out and listen to me perform and purchase my CD.
Well, why even bother if they can't bang you now?
Yeah.
Well,
and if they did, he probably wouldn't remember their name anyway.
Oh! You know that one was false, Shane.
I'm not so sure.
That's my plug. You can also visit the band website at PossibleOscar.com. Come on up! Check it!
Adam, any plugs? Or?
I'm not going to be seeing Sarah Marshall today.
Oh, that's very sad.
I'm really glad I
organized that. We sing 88 Minutes instead?
That's not coming out until hold on, wait for it, April 18th either.
Isn't there a new film with Keanu Reeves out?
Yeah,
Street Kings?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go see 21.
Okay, there you go, 21. I have no plugs, and that's unusual because I'm usually a man about town. But I will say that Scope episode 49, right around the corner.
Yeah? What are we doing?
I've got an idea.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Are you going to tease it, or are you just going to keep it quiet for now?
I think my idea will continue to play on our love of the telephone. What do you think of that?
I love those
10 digits.
We're going
to play telephone.
We're going to play telephone.
I love that.
We're going to talk on my tin can with the string next episode. So everybody, 48 is done. Thanks for listening. iTunes Store. Check it out next time.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 206-350-7056. Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
How do you say goodnight in Russian?
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.